Hey friend, I'm Melissa and I'm obsessed with cheering on other women in this thing called life. I'm all about grabbing a cup of coffee, having healthy conversations, and making strong connections with others as we walk through what life brings. I'm a wife, mom of three, multi-passionate mama who is an online health and fitness coach, group coaching program creator, and Massachusetts realtor. The Healthy Connections podcast is here to connect you to other women who have found their purpose in life and are going for it. It's here to connect you with healthier options for your family through fitness to nutrition and to help you in creating healthier connections with your children and those you love. We are creating those healthy connections through conversation, community, and a little bit of that coffee. We want to help you honor the body God has given you physically so that you can overcome what life throws you mentally so that you can shine your light. Sound good? Okay, my friend. Grab that cup of coffee, a jug of water, or a mason jar of kombucha, put on those cozy socks and those yoga pants, and welcome to the conversation at the Healthy Connections Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Connections Podcast. As always, I am thrilled that you've tuned in today, and I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet and as not emotional as possible, but I don't know if that's going to be possible, so bear with me. It might be possible because it's been a couple days now, and I think I can handle it, but when so much of your life and quote-unquote identity is wrapped up in one company, it is an emotional time. And I will say that my identity is found in Christ, and I know that, but when your identity here on earth is, oh, that's the Beachbody coach. Oh, she's a health coach. Oh, she's been with Beachbody for 12 years. And it's hard to say goodbye. And so I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to talk about why. And I am, you know, going to be honest and kind and talk about it. So I made a Facebook post on the other day when I had gotten my transfer notice. And I'm going to just walk you through that and add some to it. And we'll go from there. So here we go. You know, I always try to start with three things I'm grateful for. So today I'm grateful for Beachbody. That's my first thing. I am very grateful for what that company offered me, and I'll talk about that. My second thing is I am grateful for being able to be home for my children for all these years. And I am grateful for the new opportunity I'm now part of. And I'm so excited. If I'm being honest, you know, first, let me just say, how do you even summarize 12 years in a 20-minute podcast? And I, you know, on my Facebook page, I tried to summarize 12 years of amazing memories with my team in 45 seconds, and it's impossible. I have so many amazing memories, and I'm so beyond grateful for each one. It's an interesting world, the social selling world, social selling, multi-level marketing, network marketing, whatever. It's all the same thing. I personally love it because of the opportunity that it provides and the people you can meet that you wouldn't otherwise meet, okay? There are so many people out there who have this stigma in their head about multi-level marketing, that it's a pyramid scheme. And I've talked about this in prior episodes, and it's not a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are illegal, and there's a product being exchanged. It's not a pyramid scheme, okay? They're illegal. And I'm not wearing an orange jumpsuit as I record this podcast. I am in sweats and getting ready to do my workout, all right? So with all my heart, it drives me nuts when people are like, oh, that's a pyramid scheme, oh, multi-level marketing, nobody can succeed. That is the furthest thing from the truth. excuse me. Does it take hard work? 100% it takes work. It is not a nooks and crannies. You can't just work this in the nooks and crannies of your day. At first, you might be able to do that, but once you've built it and you've built a great team, you manage that team, and that takes more time. And so I was able to build an amazing team. I called it Team Destination U, because along the way, you find your strength, and the destination is really you when you are walking through life, when you're walking through your health journey. You are becoming very aware of who you are and how strong you are. And so that was the premise behind my team name. So like I said, I love Beachbody. It's now called Body, but I'm going to call it Beachbody. I hold deep gratitude for what the coaching opportunity has afforded to my family. I started it when Nicholas was 1.5. He's 13 now. And my goal was to stay home with him because, quite honestly, I was really sick of pumping breast milk in a closet, which is what I was doing when I was working at the health insurance company. I also appreciated that job, but I wanted to be home with Nicholas, and I saw an opportunity aligning with my passion for health and fitness. So I was able to leave my full-time job and then stay home with him for all those years. And then Jackson and Madeline came along years later, because there's a 6-year age span between them, and I've been able to stay home with them too. And so I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, right? An opportunity was given to me. I loved the products. I loved the workouts. I loved what their products were doing for me and my body. I trusted the products, and I researched them, and I knew that it was something that I could get behind. And I'm grateful for that. And I traveled, my family traveled to places that we would have never traveled had it not been for Beachbody. And again, forever grateful. And these 12 years, I had incredible results from using their products and their programs, and I still stand behind them. I still believe that they're amazing programs that are put together by certified trainers, and they're great. And I'm grateful for my health. And yes, this company played a tremendous role in where I am at in my health journey. Even despite my multiple sclerosis, I am fighting it with fitness and nutrition, and I've been able to do that from home without having to drive to a gym. Not that there's anything wrong with a gym. There are some great aspects of a gym, but for me in this stage of my life with little kids, it's just easier to do my workout at home. And so that's what I do. So I was blessed to build an amazing team. Like I was saying before, I love them. Each one of them has touched my life in an amazing ways. And I hold each person on my team, both present and past, with, you know, a place in my heart. And I have clients that I've coached that are also near and dear to my heart, and they always will be. And I will continue to use the programs, and I'll continue to coach the people that have trusted me to be their coach over the years. I do not take for granted that they chose me to sign on with Beachbody, whether they were a coach, whether they were a coach just to get the discount, whether they were a customer and they just wanted somebody to walk with them along the journey of health and fitness, they chose me. And even though I am not with Beachbody anymore, I am not going to stop coaching them. I am going to continue doing that for the next 6 months. So they still have me. And that to me is what I need to do and what I should do. So with all that said, though, people change and companies change and our bodies change, right? When I started, I don't know, how old was I? I'm 42, so 12, I was 30, I might've been 31. And our hormones change, and I'm in my next phase, my next era, so to speak, and I am here for it. And all of this said, it's just time for a change. I've been praying about it for many months, like many, many months. I've been searching for the next transition and researching every product and every opportunity that struck a chord with me for months upon months, over a year for sure, because I was thinking back on it today and I was researching other companies at the beginning of 2022. So it's been a long time and I've done a lot of research. And each time I said no to a company, it was a pretty emphatic no. And if you know me at all, I stand behind the things that I believe in. And if I can't use the products myself or won't for valid reasons for me, then I will not recommend it. I won't try to sell it. I have to be able to use what I am selling and sell it from my heart and have passion behind it. That's how I built my Beachbody business. I didn't build my Beachbody business because of the business opportunity. I didn't. That wasn't my style. I built what I built with Beachbody because of God's grace and because of the work that I put in, but because of the passion that I led with regarding what those products were doing for my health and what those fitness programs were doing for me. People joined me to use the products because they saw what an impact they were having on me. And if they wanted to work the business also as a side thing, that was great. But that wasn't my intent was to get them healthier than they were when they started. That was my goal for them. And, I've been on a mission this particular year. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I really want to just heal my MS as much as one can. And I think I've done a great job of that over the last 14 years since I've been diagnosed. I really want to focus in on some more things this year, or that was my goal this year in 2023, to reduce my chemical body load. That has been on my list of things. And between the blood work that I've done and the urine analysis that I've done and the heavy metal testing and getting my mercury fillings removed and purchasing an infrared sauna and going for vitamin infusions and all the things that I've done this year. One thing that I know that I needed to do more was reduce my chemical body load. And I definitely found a company whose mission is precisely that. And I need to continue to detoxify. I'm also doing that, still doing that parasite cleanse, working slowly through it because my body just, like I say, almost every week just doesn't agree with some of the supplements. So it makes it difficult to continue on, but I am continuing on and working with my body on the way. So it's been very important for me this year to do that. And like I said, I researched, there were four or five other companies, and I'll get into that. But then when I found this one, I was like, yeah, this is it. And, you know, I do thank Beachbody for those 12 incredible years that I did have, for introducing me to a way that I could stay home with my kids and for affording me the ability to work from wherever I had Wi-Fi and to be present for my children and their activities and for being able to show other women, you know, that they too can make some extra income while being home with their kids. My life has forever changed for the better. So when I think back to, you know, I researched four or five, it might've even been five other companies, and the one I joined was probably the fifth one. And I could just not stand behind the ingredients being used in some of the other companies that I researched. And I'm not going to name them. There's no point in throwing shade on other companies. But I will say the things I spoke out against for so many years were major ingredients in some of the companies' products that I had researched. And some of those things are soy. You know, soy is a GMO product. That was the first thing that I was like, no, I cannot stand behind soy latent items and products. So, and then the second was really soy messes with your hormones. All right. So that was another thing. But if a company had products with aspartame or sucralose, it's dreadful for your nervous system, you know. And I wasn't going to be able to represent a company that had products like that. I just wasn't going to be able to do it. Even if they had products that didn't have soy, even if they had products that didn't have sucralose or artificial stuff, they still had those products. And then my name was going to be on those products. And I just couldn't do it because I have spoken out against those things. So it was really hard to find a company. You know, another company was actually very high on my list, but It's a really great company. They sell really high quality CBD. And even though I do believe in the medicinal benefits of CBD, especially with MS, I really did like that particular company, but my heart wasn't there. So I passed on that opportunity. There were some companies that I got on the phone with their corporate offices and basically interviewed the company just to see if my heart could be there. And then I talked to the owner and the founder of the company I am with now. I talked to her in August of this year and literally sat with it until now, like a few days ago. So it's December. So that's 4 months. And it's because in true Melissa fashion, I just needed to know that the products were quality, that they weren't going to hurt my body or have any kind of negative impact. And also that I could stand behind it and tell others about it as well. That was a huge piece for me because of how I built my Beachbody business. People know that I do my research and I stand behind my word. And if I make a mistake, I'm the first person to admit it. But I needed to sit on this for 4 months. And that's exactly how much time I sat on it before I joined Beachbody. I tried their product for 4 months before I made a decision. And during that time, I was researching it. And that's what I did here too. I tried their products for 4 months, 3 to 4 months before I made a final decision. And, you know, while it was hard to make the decision to leave something that I've been part of for so long, you know, it's interesting because, you know, in the real world and with real jobs, it's people change jobs all the time. I think I heard on a talk, like another podcast, that the average, this could be wrong, so don't quote me, but the average time that somebody stays in a position or at a company is like 6 to 8 years, something along those lines. It was a very short period of time, in my opinion, 6 to 8 years. I guess it's a decent amount of time, but regardless, to stay in a multi-level marketing company for nearly 12 years, it would have been 12 years in March. That's a long time to stay with one company, but that's because I believed in them so much. And just things have changed. And that's okay. The company can go in that direction and that's fine. One thing is, you know, with multi-level marketing, you don't own your own business. You have your own time freedom and you have a business to build in any way that you want and, you know, create a team and all the things, but you don't own that business. You know, like Beachbody owns Beachbody and they dictate for the coaches new policies and new this and new that. And that's how it should be. To be quite honest, it's their business and we are their advocates or I was one of their advocates, one of their people who spread the word about their products. And the same is true. If you work for, I don't know, if you work for a coffee shop or a major coffee chain, or if you, you know, work for a major hospital, if you like your job, hopefully you'll tell people, yes, go to my hospital if you're sick. Or if you work for a doctor's office, yes, go to my doctor's office. Or if you're a massage therapist, yes, come to my massage therapy place. You know, and maybe, I don't know, I can't think of any more examples off the top of my head, but I think you get what I'm saying. In that, no matter what your job is, unless you are a solo entrepreneur, like when I owned my photo booth, my camper photo booth, that was my business. I did what I wanted with that business. And if I decided to sell it, it was mine. You know what I mean? If I decided to not take a job, not take a gig, so to speak, that was my choice. And I could do that, right? So it's not multi-level marketing. People are like, you don't own your own business. Well, I know that, but I do love the flexibility and the opportunity to spread the word about products that I love and that are making an impact on my health, my body, my family's health. I love that opportunity. And I had that with Beachbody, but it was just time for a change. And if you thought I was going to bash Beachbody in this commentary, you were wrong. I don't want to ever say anything negative publicly about the company, because that is not my style. I don't want to put out negative vibes. I don't want to say anything negative in a public forum. I'm not going to do it. If you have more detailed questions, you're more than welcome to email me and I will talk to you. But I publicly won't ever say anything negative. Just companies change and people change. And now that I'm 42, my hormones have changed. And so it is time to be with a company that is really, they're based on making sure that we have hormone safe things that we are using in our homes, that we are putting in our bodies and we are putting on our bodies. And that is super important to me. So I am now with a new company and I will talk about that new company in a couple, in probably next week. And if you'd like to join my informational group about that company, you're more than welcome to join. It is on Facebook. The link to join will be in the show notes. And when you join, just answer the questions that are there. And I would be happy to add you and you'll learn all about this new opportunity. Or you can wait for next week's episode. That's fine too. I am just very excited that that I am at a new era in my life, a new chapter, and that I finally found a company that I can stand behind again after over a year of looking for one. I did my due diligence and I would love to talk to you about what I have learned and what I am doing now. So again, thank you so much for joining me. Until next week, my friends, connect with others with a simple smile, a hug, or a high five. And remember to be well, be kind, and find the happy in the everyday.